This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Nichols. A Columbia school official is proposing the district start a community school to help poorer students improve their academics. Assistant Superintendent Peter Stiepelman says elementary school students who qualify for free or reduced lunches would be chosen through a lottery to attend the school. He says the ideal size would be about 300 students who would attend from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. all year, and the classrooms would be based on the students' abilities rather than their age. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the school is only an idea for now, but Stiepelman says he has a plan to make it happen. He says the first step is to pass a $50 million bond issue in April, which would cause an 8-cent tax increase. Federal officials are seeking public comment on proposals for protecting several endangered animals and plants in Missouri's Mark Twain National Forest. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says new species have been listed, new critical habitats have been designated, and new populations identified. The plan adds guidelines for several endangered and threatened species, including the Ozark hellbender. The proposals also add protections to three bat species that aren't endangered but are declining. The public can submit comments until November 1st. The Mark Twain National Forest has 1.5 million acres in 29 counties in southern and central Missouri. Boone County health officials say they're concerned rising methamphetamine incidents in the county could provide easy access for drug abusers. On Thursday, the Boone County Sheriff's Department received its 8th case in connection with the drug. Heather Harlan is a prevention specialist at Phoenix Programs, an addiction treatment center in Columbia. She says the accessibility to the drug has created a problem for substance abusers, but it's not the starting point.
People begin substance use issues with alcohol, tobacco, and marijuana. They don't begin with methamphetamine.
Harlan says before involving law enforcement, it's important for communities to consider providing resources for the prevention of alcohol, tobacco, and marijuana abuse. St. Louis and Chicago are both pursuing the global headquarters of agribusiness giant Archer Daniels Midland Company, which last week announced it needed better access to its global customers and an international airport. ADM currently is based in Decatur, Illinois, about halfway between Chicago and St. Louis. The company is so far staying mum about where it wants to base 200 executive and information technology jobs. And the expansion of the tree-killing emerald ash borer into new areas means ash wood can now be transported freely within Missouri. Ash wood products can only be transported among counties under quarantine. The Missouri Department of Agriculture expanded the quarantine last week from 9 counties to the entire state. That means ash wood products can be transported among all the state's counties and the city of St. Louis. Separate federal requirements govern taking ash wood from quarantined counties out of the state. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Nichols.